So what's the reality when it comes to DDT? Is it really necessary for fighting malaria? And how dangerous is it to people? May Barenbaum studies insects and writes about the relationship between bugs and people. She heads the Department of Entomology at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Professor Barenbaum, as we heard in that story, DDT provokes strong emotions on both sides. Health officials in Uganda say it will save lives. Some environmental activists say it will kill. So where do you come down on this?
Well, that's a tricky question because it has a lot of different answers. It kind of depends on circumstances. So I think the bottom line is that DDT is not a superhero and it's not a supervillain either. It's just a chemical. All of the controversy that surrounds DDT relates to how it's used and not to the substance itself.
Well, if we take the circumstance of a lot of Africa, where a lot of malaria is killing a lot of people, especially children, use that as the background, and you know, where can DDT fit into a campaign against malaria and mosquitoes?
Well, DDT still remains a useful tool in the armamentarium of pest management, in that it is very effective against a broad range of organisms, and it's also incredibly cheap, and that's one of its major selling points. And it historically, it has been used very successfully to combat malaria, which is an absolutely devastating disease of plague-like proportions. The problem is it's not always effective, and it's not always the best alternative. There are a lot of places where insects have developed resistance to DDT, so it really doesn't matter how much you spray. It's just not going to work. And in fact, that's one of the problems that contributed to some of the cases of malaria resurgence historically. Not that developed nations put pressure on the developing world to remove a dangerous environmental toxin, but rather overuse led to the evolution of resistance and lack of efficacy.
Professor Barenbaum, we're going to have to end it there, but our listeners can hear more from you. I'll have a longer interview with you on the World's Weekly Science Podcast, and our listeners can interact with you directly online in our interactive science forum that begins today and goes through next week. For the podcast and the forum, just go to theworld.org/science. So, Professor Barenbaum, we'll be seeing you online.
Thank you so much.
May Barenbaum is an entomologist at the University of Illinois. She's also the author of a forthcoming book. It's called The Earwig's Tale, A Modern Bestiary of Multi-Legged Legends.